attack. I did the work, it didn't work. That truth, it hurts. That damn, it hurts. That lovey-dovey shit was not a fan of it. I'm good with my friends. I don't want a man, girl. I'm in my bed. I'm not too fine to be here alone. On the other hand, I know my worth. And now he calling me. Why do I feel like this? What happened to me? How am I supposed to love somebody else when I don't like myself? Like, ooh, guess I better learn to like this. Ooh, it might take my whole life just to show. He called me Melly, he squeezed my belly. I'm too embarrassed to say I'm lonely. Now is this my boo? That's why I'm asking you, cause you know I've been through.
Topic for tonight is spin the wheel. Like Lizzo said, are you ready? Relationship playoffs. You know, sometimes we have to treat relationships like it's the NBA draft. You about to go to the NFL. So this is the relationship playoffs we in. Like, are you ready? How to know when you're ready? Because, you know, a lot of us just jump in relationships and we don't be fucking ready. We just be jumping like the crash dummy in the car, ready to just crash. So, we just gonna give y'all some tips, trying to understand it, what you need to know, what you should look out for, what should you expect from yourself before you get in a relationship. Because that's very important. You need to start with self first. You can be in love, but you got to start with self first. Are you ready? Okay, the first question of the night is, what are some things you have to possess before you step into a serious relationship with someone?
You mean like physically, or you mean like attributes, or what you mean? Or anything?
Both. Like, what do you think? I would think mentally, most importantly, because stepping into a relationship, you know, it's going to be a different level. Like, it's not just you, it's somebody else you're considering. You're taking their life into consideration. You're sacrificing things. You are, so yes, mentally too. Well, listen to Blickalicious.
What is the thing you think you should possess? Because everybody thinks differently what they should
possess. And you know what? And maybe that's one of the reasons why I'm single, because you just said something that stuck out of me. In my previous ones, the previous two, I didn't really take that life into consideration. I mean, I don't know if I was just going with the motion, like...
Of being in love, or...
Being in a relationship.
Or just being...
Don't say love.
Yeah, because you can be in a relationship, and you can't... Don't have to be in love.
Yeah, it was one was pity and family, and the other one was... I thought it was love, but clearly it wasn't, because...
So you dated for pity?
I dated because the family saw us say that we would be, a good couple together. That was the main reason why.
Hey, I think the family more than you did.
Exactly, and that's
I
how.
For him, but I.
It was. That's why. That's the only reason why we was in a quote unquote relationship.
Yeah, his family.
Because his family saw us as a good couple. I mean, how y'all know? So y'all don't even know
about
me.
What you thought. So
I'm a proud BBW, and I date big men too. But it was just like, okay. Yes, I'm the virgin in the group, but I would look at the dick area, and I just couldn't see nothing hanging down. Like, you know, I just saw stomach. You know what I'm saying?
But you knew so was a big guy.
If it would have ended up, I done seen a lot of prints.
Well, yeah, you do have
some
big guys.
His stomach wasn't hanging
down,
but you couldn't see his print.
I couldn't see the print.
So you didn't think nothing was there.
It was no.
Maybe it was just always soft.
It might have been hiding, like the hot dog in the middle of the bread.
Well, God told me, I'm thinking like, okay, so if it do lead to that point, like, am I going to waste my time? Like, I'm going to waste my pussy. Because I ain't seen that. You see when we took pictures together, well, I kissed it with my eyes open. Like, it just wasn't no.
Were you even fizzle? I know what you mean. Like,
no, it wasn't even a Diet Coke.
Dang.
Like, it was just like water.
No attraction.
It was nasty water.
So wait a minute. So when y'all started talking, you wasn't like
it was good conversation. But that friends have good conversation.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
no, who that was? You said you felt good because you was glad a sister tag along, so won't be quiet.
That's the one.
Damn.
And we went to the beach.
Damn. You finished?
So no.
You would never said what you needed to say.
So I would think like don't fake the funk. Don't
Face
that's
the a number one thing.
Don't leave nobody on. And I was guilty. I let him on because
the nigga was. Yeah, and don't do it. Other people want your.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's like
that.
India being forced marriage. Or
yeah,
something.
Don't do that.
That
would
end up being a divorce.
Just if you're going to be in a serious relationship, be serious about it.
And
you know what I'm saying?
Each other.
And I'm not the one to settle for less. Now, I'm not here to help. I can understand we in a relationship and something happens. But I'm not about to go in a relationship and I got to go pick you up from the corner. Yeah, I'm not about to do all that. I'm not about to do
all
that.
So
I ain't settling. I'm going to be serious about it. I think you need to be serious. I don't want necessary. Just have your shit together. Just have your shit together. You able to meet them. They able to meet you. You ain't got to pick up nobody. You know what I'm saying? Unless you want to.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
All right, this exgasm. Now, my thing is, you got to have a job. Because it's more than just sitting at home watching TV, playing video games. What happens if y'all want to go out to eat?
Exactly.
You can't do no extracurricular activities. You can't go to no wine tasting. You can't go. When you sit on TV, how they be going to the couple's thing they be doing? Going to the pottery house and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
You ain't going to be able to do none of that. And listen, you're going to be bored just sitting at home all the time. Y'all going to drive each other crazy. So both of y'all need to have
crazy.
A job.
Oh, yeah.
So y'all can do stuff. And make because you got to keep the relationship entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's more than just being at home cooking for each other. Like, that shit get old now.
It sure is.
So I'd say you got to have a job. Like, mostly have your shit together. You should have your own vehicle. Let it be to where, you know what I'm saying? If you want to be picked up, you know what I'm saying? It's an obligation, not a... Mandatory.
Right. You can do it because you call a courtesy. Because you want to.
Yeah. Well, this nympho, I think it should be, before you get in a relationship, I think you should have clarity. That, for me, that's an important thing. Like, if we going to be in a relationship, it needs to be clear that what's expected.
Oh,
what's expected of me, what's expected of you. It ain't no... Oh, well, I thought we was just getting to know each other first.
Right,
no,
right.
nigga, if I, we both agree we are in a relationship, or this the next step we trying to do, it needs to be made clear. It don't need to be no mixed signals, no mixed guided thing where you told me this, or I thought this was here, or I thought I could still talk to other females. Yeah. Y'all, you got to be very clear with motherfuckers about what you want and what you expect in a relationship. Because if you don't do that, some of these little conniving and manipulative bastards will go out there and say, well, you didn't tell me this, or I didn't expect this what you wanted in the relationship. Mm-hmm. You have to be clear these days.
And women, y'all too?
Yeah. Men and women, y'all have to be clear, because you going to wind up in the damn water drowning somewhere, and then you think this person this, and then they don't wind up being that. So clarity is one for me. Respect is a major thing for me. If I don't want to be with no motherfucker that's going to disrespect me, first of all, that's mentally, physically, none of that. It ain't. If you show red flags that you a disrespectful motherfucker, you talk to me in a kind of way, I can't fuck with you. I can't. So respect is a main thing for me. Clarity, knowing what you want, and both of y'all have to be clear. Both of what y'all said was good. Of course, you want somebody to be stable, have a job.
You don't want to pay for it. You don't want to be all the one passion.
First of all, why are we even talking about a relationship? You ain't got no wheels. Why are we talking about a relationship? You ain't got no money to take me out. Why?
It ain't about money.
Why?
Let's be honest.
If it's a relationship, you go. You coming to walk. You walking to come see me.
Or riding a bike.
Like, come on.
You had that one that came on that moped. And if you can't ride to come take you out, you know you ain't riding in no job.
Exactly. The relationship word shouldn't even come out your mouth at that point in your life. You need to focus on self. Right. Some of y'all want to be in a relationship and not even focus on you.
They want somebody to take care of them. They want somebody that become that. Listen, most men who like that, they get in relationships with a woman can do for them. Yep. Or can you pick me up from my job? Mm-hmm. Can you take me here? Can you drop me off here?
Can you loan me this? Can you give me $50? No. I'll pay it back, and you ain't going to get that motherfucking money back.
And women, too. You're always looking for a sugar daddy. Yeah. You're always looking for somebody.
Relationship and a sugar daddy is two different things. You can't expect no sugar daddy to be in no relationship. You can't no real man to be in a relationship and think he gonna be a fucking sugar daddy. You don't get in a relationship just to have a sugar daddy. Let's be clear, ladies. A sugar daddy, a real man, if you looking for a real man, don't expect that man to be just no sugar daddy. Oh, I'm in a relationship, but you up here using him, you taking all his fucking money every time he get paid. Mm-hmm. Come on now. And you ain't in no relationship.
You can tell the men that, you can tell what men been dealing with, because when they coming at me, I take care of you, I pay all your bills.
You can tell that.
I know what you're looking for. I am not that type of woman. No, I am not that type of woman.
And to piggyback off what Nympho said about clarity, you don't want to be, sometimes you say you your boyfriend, girlfriend here, then you're around other certain people, you say, that's just my friend.
Oh, yeah.
No,
mixed friend.
We more than friends. What you mean your friend?
Yeah, we can't be 100% together in a relationship. No, and you got to, that feel like you just, like, what are you telling other people when I'm not around? What are you telling other people? Because obviously, if you can't tell the whole fucking world,
it's just my friend.
If you can't go to fucking Egypt and tell them, walking in the desert, that we in a relationship,
God.
If you can't go to Joe Biden and tell him we in a relationship, if you can't go to Queen Elizabeth Grave and tell her we in a relationship,
Lord.
Motherfucker, you ain't real and we don't need to be fucking together.
Dang.
Period.
Period. Pow. How that girl say?
Yeah.
Period. What else
song
did that white girl
period. Period.
And you got a lot of motherfuckers like that. They around here claiming you. They claim you behind doors. Mm-hmm. But when they go out, or y'all, if he see one of his homeboys, y'all out in the movie.
You just a friend.
Oh, it's a whole different thing.
She a crazy bitch.
Who the real bitch is then?
Yeah, no, they be like, she just a friend. Oh, that's that crazy bitch I've been telling y'all about. Mm-hmm. You know, it's everything but that's my woman. It's everything but that.
So, y'all be careful with that shit. If they ain't claiming you everywhere, then it's a problem. That's a red flag. He got some questions, and you need some answers, basically. So, yeah, those are mine, I think you should possess. There's probably more out there that you possess, but that's what that's our take on what you should possess.
Just off the top of our head, you probably get some other stuff later, but.
Okay. What are some signs that you are ready to be committed to one person?
I'll go last on this one.
I'm trying to think.
Because I ain't had no signs in about 13 years, so.
Okay, when they put you above, like, if they want to go out with their boys, instead of, well, this is my, I'm just saying. Like, if they want, they normally go hang out with their boys. Like, no, baby, this time I want to hang out with you for a child. I want to hang out with you this time. Like, they choose you over, you know, the typical man schedule.
Well, that's true. I'm really drawing a blur here. I'm drawing a period, period.
What else? This is a hard one for me too, little folk.
What's a sign that you're ready to be in a committed relationship?
Yeah, that you're ready.
Oh, well, I guess when you get off the dating websites. When you let the whole phone go.
Oh shit! The black book, like
Now men even have two phones. They have one for the
All your phone numbers.
Yeah.
Whew, Lord,
you remember that's how you did that before?
That's like letting Jesus come back. that's a strong change right there. I said I did that one time, boy. I regretted that shit so bad. I regretted it, and I lost so many good numbers. I said, God damn.
I don't know. I mean,
Think about yourself.
I am thinking about myself.
Oh, damn.
What's a clear indication that I'm ready to be in a serious relationship?
Yeah. Or a person.
I guess I have to see it. I have to know when I see it. Because it's been so long, y'all. I can't even tell you. I can't say, we went on so many dates and he's proven that he could be.
You think some people actually do that? They count how many dates they be on, and then they.
I hope not.
Be trying to figure out how. I know everybody's different when it comes to saying, okay, we official. But how?
Yeah, I need more
do
than
people
dates.
Decide. Okay, now we need to make it official. Like, what triggers you to say?
Now we serious. How much time you spend together? Like, it'll come up in conversations. If y'all rather go? Y'all rather go to the next step or not?
Like, I seen, you definitely have a conversation, but yeah, I just seen something on.
You just don't say, we go a couple of days, let's be girlfriend and boyfriend.
Shit, some of these motherfuckers out there do.
Some of them do that because they think that's when it's time to fuck, but that shit don't work for me.
Yeah,
well, listen, I just seen it on the show where they've been friends, and then they decided, like, I get so jealous when I see him talking to somebody, when I see him talking to another female. And then he said, I get so jealous when I see her talking to another man. And we've been friends for so long. And I think it's really worth if we jeopardize our friendship because I'm feeling you so much. And I want you to be my girlfriend. And I want you to be my boyfriend. That's what they say. They realized they was ready to get in a relationship. Because when they wake up in the morning, they talk to the person. Before they go to bed at night, they talk to the person. Like, they check on each other throughout the day.
Then you end up like Walker, Flocka, and Tammy.
Who?
Walker, Flocka, and Tammy.
I don't think that's gonna happen. But anyway, they just separated. It might, but they say that's how they realized they was ready to be in a relationship. They risked their friendship.
They still go.
It's forever new, so who knows?
Okay, I got the sign. I got some signs.
Did we say any of them?
One is, huh?
Did we say any of them?
Yes.
A little bit, maybe one. Okay, one is you're over your ex. That's one sign. You don't have to worry about nobody else in your head. That's a good one. You ain't even thinking about nobody else, but focus on that one person.
Okay.
Two is you're open with your partner. You're willing to be open about everything.
Okay, I can do that.
Just straight honesty. Three, you trust your partner. You fully have to trust your partner to risk it all and be open.
That's an iffy.
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's hard for me to trust anybody. That's
an iffy.
That's a real strong one right there. Because people do all kind of shit. People are capable of anything. So you telling me I'm supposed to 100% trust that. I might trust that. You say you love me, but, you know, just like a prenup, shit happens. Okay. The next one, you're ready to take a risk. Shit, it was a risk just even trying to talk to your ass. So we all take risks. Okay. The next one is
you've been drinking. No. I need some. Okay. Next one is, you truly want to be in a relationship. Well, duh.
Well, I know. Well, duh.
The last one is, you know in your gut that you're ready. Well, sometimes your gut can be wrong.
Hey, it could be
sometimes
gas.
You listen to your... They say sometimes it's better to listen to your head than your heart. Because sometimes your heart will fuck you up. Mm-hmm. Your heart telling you, oh, this is right. But then your head, common sense, kick in. No, you better wait. Sometimes don't trust your... I would say trust 50% of your heart and 50% of your head. Don't trust all...
No, you need one to be more than the other because you're going to be stuck.
No, because sometimes if you trust more of your mind, sometimes you be paranoid and you be thinking shit that could be wrong. And the nigga might be doing right, but you Lord, just no, straight up come, fucking wrong.
She come from a land of paranoia over this.
Who? Me?
The owl.
And then if you listen too much to your heart, then sometimes you can go blind. You be the motherfucker doing you wrong, but you blind to it. And all you, I love you so much, I don't even see the red flag.
Yeah, that's true.
So I've learned to trust 50%, 50-50. I ain't trusting all 100. I ain't going 100.
Should be a little bit more than
And that right there say trust your gut, but that could be gas. Because that gut will fuck you up too.
I guess you might need some Tums.
I guess you just got to be like rip and leave it or not. I guess you just got to just find it all out. I mean, if the truth will reveal itself at the end of the day. The truth will reveal itself. So I guess you go what you feel was right. If you feel comfortable, then hey, go for it. If you feel like something ain't right, shit, something ain't right.
Yeah. Okay, y'all, we're going to go to a song. We'll be back.
Yeah, I'm sad. Music made. I got a lot of holes I got to deal with. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they get changed.
Can I shake it? I cannot shake it. A heart ain't meant for breaking, ain't meant for breaking. I just can't trust the host, I'm just saying. She said you can have my heart, but you keep playing. She don't know that I need that. Maybe give me some feedback. On your shit and I see that. It's so hard to receive that. Cause I'm scared of love. Scared to love. I don't know why. How do y'all think I'm a hell of a guy?
I'm on a ride.
The way that I'm living, I know it ain't right. But niggas get lonely. Where's my homie? Where's my best friend? Light up the kush by the best thing. She said to meet me by Westin. Staring at me while I'm texting. She see the rose emoji. I won't forget what you told me. Shouty, you need to relax. That just a chick that I met in the jet. Stop all that bitch and then count up the Jackson. Shouty, they want a reaction. What you gonna do when the racks come? Is you gonna leech out your ass on? Leave me a bit that gon' hurt. Don't need a bit that be hurt. Leave me a back one. That's trying to do all the bad things. Shouty, you slipping, you had me. I know that you're missing me badly. Forget what? I cannot shake it. I cannot shake it. My heart ain't meant for breaking. Ain't meant for breaking. I just can't trust the host. I'm just saying. She said you can have my heart, but you keep playing. But she don't know that I need that. Baby, give me some feedback. On your shit and I see that. It's so hard to receive that. But I'm scared of love. Scared to love.
I don't know why. How do y'all think I'm a hell of a guy? I'm on the ride. The way that I'm living, I'm going to ride.
Music.
So I found five stages to dating. It's five stages to dating, y'all. And I think these are very important if you're willing to take the risk to start dating. One was one that you had said.
Who, me?
You had mentioned. Attraction is one.
Oh, yeah.
Number one. Says attraction is the first stage of dating and plays a fundamental part in whether the connection can develop into something more.
Right.
So, with you, what you said, it was no connection from the jump.
No, for the jump. And I don't know why.
Because you was willing to take the risk.
And you know what? I think this is my karma, too.
Why?
Because I hadn't found
you,
nobody.
So, do you think you treated him bad by just leading him
on? I led him on. I did. I was enjoying the free dates. I was enjoying the trip. I ain't had to pay nothing. I ain't pay no gas. I ain't pay no hotel. I ain't had to pay nothing. So, I was enjoying
everything.
He paid for everything. I was enjoying the benefits. The only thing I did was pay for that Christmas gift, but I still ain't got back yet. But then I take that as a loss.
The movie?
No, the Christmas gift I gave him with that
the jersey.
Yeah, the NFL.
You asked for that?
No, I didn't. But then I think, you know, I'm already cheap. So you think about all the money I put in that goddamn. Hey, you know what I'm saying? But I think that's my karma a little bit because. God darn, that been damn 13 years ago. Damn.
Number two is reality. Stage two is reality, and it tends to creep up on you slowly and can last for around 6 months, this reality stage. This signals the end of the honeymoon phase and the point at which you might start to see flaws in your... So they say 6 months. That's when you... usually see the flaws. Well, start
y'all
to
don't y'all count down to 6 months and that shit be coming
well,
up.
Well, sometimes shit.
That shit be coming up within 6 months.
Or it went,
y'all first argument.
Y'all
first,
you know how they say people get married early and they husband or wife side don't start coming out till they done got married.
Yep, that first argument y'all might have or y'all. Yeah. That first moment, you're like, what the fuck? Did he really, or she just really say that?
Yeah, you be like shocked. Like, where this shit, fuck this come
you
from?
You believe in that? Yeah, like.
And then it says, so the reality stage is when you start seeing the fucking flaws.
That little smile
and
when
stuff start annoying you about
them. Yeah, them butterflies like, done flew away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Three is the commitment stage. Once you get past the reality stage, you enter the commitment phase. At this point, you express a desire to be with each other exclusively. And you have grown to not only recognize, but accept the flaws that may come with your partner. Hmm. That's the commitment stage. Four is intimacy. Stage four is intimacy. And this typically involves nurturing the true love that has been cultivated over the last year or so. Contrary to popular belief, this stage doesn't just relate to physical intimacy either. It also is about connecting beyond superficial.
So they trying to say the intimacy stage won't come to a year later?
They said a year or so.
They lying.
But they said not just physical, though.
Oh, okay.
And the last one is engagement. Hmm. The final stage is engagement and blissful love. This is where you ultimately decide to pledge a lifelong commitment to your partner and take things to the next level. This level of commitment comes with working together to plan a happy and fruitful future with each other. Hmm. Hell,
well,
it's a struggle to get to that stage.
I guess I don't even think I've been starting the stages yet. I don't even have a potential. Okay, I'm just out here single like a fish, single like a dollar bill. God darn, I ain't even got to worry about that process because I don't even have a potential.
No potential?
Not even a fucking potential.
Damn. Single man. Out there.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, you're looking to have a potential? Who? Looking to change that?
I'm not looking for nobody.
I mean, you're looking to change that?
I desire a relationship.
Does somebody come in your live right now and say they want, you're looking to change?
I had a lot of them come on my live and they've been fucking liars. Okay? Just fucking liars, okay? I don't want no liar potential. I want a potential consistency. Stick by your word, stand by word, follow what you say you gonna do. Like, don't just do that shit cause
no liars.
Right. I'm not here to feel your boring time. I'm not here for that.
No narcissists or manipulators.
Right. No Tauruses, no Capricorns. I ain't got time. Cause y'all major liars. Y'all
okay, number three. Do you think it would be more difficult for someone who hasn't been in a serious relationship in years to get into one?
Why or why not?
This is gather. I feel like it can go both ways. Because I feel like, see, you don't have that time now. I feel like you don't have all, you know, you said 13 years?
13 years.
I think you might be ready.
I am ready.
But
I
versus, ready. But then you, when it start look, when something come along.
Do you think it would be harder?
It's going to be hard. This nipple delicious. It's going to be hard because I've been single for 13 years. So
I don't think so.
It's going to be hard because I've been living a single life.
I think it's pros and cons.
I've been living a single life. Like, yeah. I ain't got to worry about sharing my time with you.
You
got
to get used to it again.
Like, if I want to go out and look presentable, then I can. If I choose not to, then when you with somebody, then
you have to sacrifice some of that time.
Yeah, it's different. It's just different. So I'm ready to love. I'm ready to be loved. It's not something that I can't handle. It's just something that's going to take, you know, dedication, commitment, and it's going to be a process.
So you're ready. Like, you think about, you got to be presentable more than what you fall to now.
Right.
You ready for that to change?
Yeah. I'm ready.
I think it would be more difficult because, like you said, I've been single for so long. And when you be single for so long, you get used to how things are. You get used to doing you. You get used to taking yourself out. You get used to telling yourself what you want and what you don't want. You're going to get used to stress. And, of course, some relationships come with stress sometimes.
Yes, Lord.
Who are...
Please don't give me no stress,
y'all. And then you just got to get yourself back in the saddle.
I already got gray hair, and I'm not even 40.
And then you have to learn to understand that person, what they like, what they don't like. Then you have to make some sacrifices. Maybe I don't want to go out today, but they want to.
Yeah.
Or y'all planned this, and maybe y'all want to stay in the bed all day, or maybe I want to go to the show, and I don't want to do this. But it's all about compromise. So it's going, and then my holes. That's gonna be the hardest thing. Just letting all that go. So that would be a struggle.
Not if you in love. It's gonna
now I would have to be truly, clearly Romeo Juliet, deeply in love with this person for me not to wanna do nothing with nobody else.
It's possible.
It's not possible.
You sound like it's Mission Impossible over here.
Yeah.
You sounding like that.
From knowing what
being that you the freak, you can bring all the fun to the bedroom.
Well, they got
might need your help.
No, I ain't willing to be helping nobody.
You ain't willing.
I'm not here to teach.
You got to.
I'm here to explore. Oh, teaching and explore are two different things.
I thought you said you're ready for love.
I'm not certain.
Oh.
Like, I'm like a dinosaur. Coming back.
They
extinction.
They ain't coming back.
But I'm saying I'm like one that's coming back.
They ain't never coming back. The only way you're going to find one is them fossils in the museum.
Well, I guess I'll be that fossil.
Well, God,
waking up at the museum like Jurassic Park.
Yes. Thank you for
the gifts. So, yeah, I think it would be it's difficult for certain people. Other people, it may not be difficult because they've been, if I'm speaking for somebody that's really wanting it so bad and they've been waiting. It might be easy because they've been waiting for it for so long.
Paco said, nobody really want no love, though. That's a lie, Paco. That is a lie.
I've read that
before.
We
got Buddha said,
they
fuck
said
love,
sometimes
they
it's not
easy.
Sometimes it's not love, it's possession. Like, you say thinking you're in love, but you just want that person to help build with you. It's not about love. But
like our other Paco said, that's what he said. He said when he married, he said he didn't marry for love, he married because of
People.
Paco said people want somebody to claim, not love.
I don't want nobody to claim.
And Buddha said either that or toxic fuckery. You know I don't want no toxic.
I don't want nobody to claim. I want somebody to love because claiming you, that's like possessing you. Like, it don't mean nothing.
Claiming means they're probably only going to do it.
You can claim any motherfucker then. You can claim anybody.
Perfect example. You remember in that movie, The Diary of a Mad Black Woman? Was it The Diary of a Mad Black Woman? When she pushed him in the pool?
Yeah.
Okay, remember how they had the award show? He was claiming her ass, and then it looks so sweet. Oh, he's
when
a doctor.
Outside,
he's perfect.
Tear her butt up.
Tear her ass up, and then put her out
and talking to her in any kind of way.
No, I don't want no plan.
It was both of them. It's then the one with Blair Underwood. He a doctor too. And the mama wanted her daughter to marry him. What's the lady name?
I know you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
It was a family reunion movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the black lady?
I know what you're talking about because she said, okay, he hit you one time. I'm going to talk to him about that.
Yeah. Wanted her daughter to go be with that just for what?
Yeah.
For the wrong reason. Yeah, I don't want nobody to claim me. That's just, everybody got their own opinion, but I ain't about that. What'd they say? What Paco say?
Paco said, because love is really learning someone and their upbringing.
Well, that's true. That's true.
I'm ready. I'm ready to do that. I'm ready to do that. And it, some shit might scare the fuck out of me. And some shit I'm saying gonna scare the fuck out of them. I say, this bitch crazy.
And then when you learn to love somebody, you gotta take the good with the bad. Yeah. Sometimes that's a mental sacrifice. You have to take the good with the bad. You have to see this person's flaws.
That's really true.
Now, I ain't saying accept anything. It's a difference between accepting flaws versus accepting bullshit. Accept flaws, don't accept no bullshit. Because motherfuckers will take those flaws and turn them into bullshit and try to feed you the shit every day. And you don't need to be taking that shit. It's gonna get better. He'll stop cheating.
Your family be saying that too.
Buddha said, what's the bullshit?
Cheating, one. Beating my ass, that's two.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking all over the place with anybody and think you gonna come home to me.
But most people not trying to do that. Buddha, that ain't funny, she for real. And then that blame that cheating is I got a sex addiction. A sex addiction. I don't want to hear that
sex
shit.
Addict.
Yeah.
Or you was too busy. You stay working all the time. Or you with the kids all the time.
But you already knew that. You already knew. If you learned me, you already knew how I was before we even got in. I was always working. No, your ass is just greedy. And one woman just ain't fucking enough.
That's another thing. If you like fucking, you just like fucking this woman.
Don't
try to
be in a relationship.
Don't get in no relationship with nobody. I'm begging y'all. Don't get in no relationship.
That's not called bullshit. That's called I don't love you.
Well, it's both.
It's still bullshit.
Don't tell somebody you love them and you don't. That I can't stand that shit. All right, that's why I do not use that word lightly. I don't even like saying it.
Yep.
Don't tell me your actions speak louder than words. If you can't show me that shit, nigga, I don't even want to fucking hear it. You can tell me. That don't mean I'm going to tell you. But if you telling me, I need to see it. I need to fucking see it. Are you taking me out or are you communicating with me? Like really explaining yourself, talking to me. Are you doing the things you need to do? Do I need to catch you in some lies? Nah, I ain't got time for that. It was something I just saw. This woman, her man was cheating on her, right? So, I think they was dating. And she was going to work and he would stay there. I think he would have a different shift. Why she put up camera things around the house to see if he was cheating on her? Like camera things at the door. Little hidden little thing. Why you got to do all that? If you already it didn't show it, but it showed her doing all this. Then she was looking at following him, trying to find out if he was.
I ain't got time for this.
Who got time to be follow? I'm not gonna go to your job, nigga. I ain't gonna go to your fucking job. I ain't gonna follow you. No. It only gonna take one time if you doing some foul shit like that and we together. Mm-mm. Ain't no way. First of all, I'm going to go ahead and let your ass motherfucking know from the jump. If I got to sacrifice and not fuck nobody else, nigga, and I find out you doing it, you going to hotel, make me a hole real quick.
Okay.
I ain't going to have no filter.
And like Nipple Licolicious just say, she thinks she, what you say, still experience the karma for 13 years later? Is it really worth it? Your karma, listen, what you think karma is, ain't gonna be what you think karma is.
For what money?
Huh?
What's my...
You say you think you're going through karma right now.
I ain't say no karma lasts no 13 years.
Well,
let me read this, because they, Paco and Buddha really, they really talking. So, Paco say, both parties... Okay, hold on. I went down too far. Oh, he said, people settle for somebody because they have a few qualities they are looking for. Then Buddha said, no one should be allowed to cheat and beat and then keep their spouse. Now, that's not what needs to be focused on. Okay. Then Paco said, both parties got to be willing to evolve to work, if anything. Didn't we say that in the beginning? And then Buddha said, I'm not about to care if they, I guess you're trying to say if they're a bitch or a slut. He'll just leave her. But you know what? Some of y'all men, y'all be double standarding yourself. Mm-hmm. Because in the beginning, y'all start off. I ain't gonna go there. But anyway, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, in the beginning, like, it's like, for example, okay, so I was watching again. I like a lot of reality. So the first thing he said was, we fucked on the first night we met. So I ain't expected nothing from her because we fucked on the first night. Well, goddamn.
Well, what do you mean by that, though?
Like, she wanted a relationship, but he found it a problem because they fucked on the first night. So now
that was a problem. Why didn't you state that before y'all did anything? He didn't think
she was ready for a relationship because they fucked on the first night. Damn if you do, damn if you don't.
Why didn't you ain't gonna see the girl no more?
Okay, but then now she want a relationship, but you found the problem. But he
trying to make it look like that was below
she
him.
She might be
but
a
you
slut.
Fucked her. You right. fucked her.
And then who's to say he was going to say?
But he trying to say she ain't got no morals or no standards because they did it on the first date.
But my thing is, I hate when motherfuckers men say that though.
Because
motherfucker, my pussy open just like your dick went in me. It's the same motherfucker. That what makes you any lower than me?
Exactly.
We both human. You a man, I'm a woman. That double standard bullshit.
I can't stand it. I
didn't fuck myself. You had to fuck me too.
Exactly.
So. Who's to say?
Why did she look at him like that?
Well, I guess you the same way.
She saw him as relationship material, but
whether she was on the other foot.
That's true. But anyway, okay. So let's keep going. But Papa said that's in the courting stage, like learning somebody. Then Buddha said bullshit. This is what he claimed bullshit is. Buddha said bullshit is spending money without talking about it, not listening to issues, and not handling responsibility. He don't consider beating and cheating bullshit. He said, because if you go back to a cheater and a beater, you're going to get what you deserve.
Oh, darn, Buddha. That's right, Buddha.
Yeah, that's true.
You hit it on the head, Buddha.
That's true.
Dang. Okay, Paco, talking about who reading this. He said a lot of shit.
Why none of them going to get in the box?
In the box.
We about to go to the next question.
Yeah, we running out of time.
Okay, can you be...
Somebody want
to
join.
Tell them, listen to this. Well, they can listen to the next question.
Hold on, Buddha. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to say the next question. Can you be in love with someone,
but
not ready for a relationship with them?
Hold on.
Before
you answer that, Paco made a good point. Some people don't understand just fucking, though. And they think they got to be in a relationship to be fucking. Paco working out. What's not a double standard? That is a double standard, Buddha. Y'all making us run out of time. Buddha, that is a double standard. If a man find it wrong, he don't see a woman as a relationship material because she choose to fuck on the first night versus... if she would have felt that way about him, that is a double standard. I don't know what you're talking about, but see, that's the man mentality. Okay, well, then you explain. He said no. Go say your question to her.
Okay, can you be in love with someone but not ready for a relationship with them?
Yeah. Ask Gavin, because you might love someone, but you're still not ready because you're still trying to get over your ex. You're still trying to get over your shit from the past.
Yep.
So they doing right by not being in a relationship with you because they need to clear their head first. And like Linfo said, get that shit together first. And then be in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. It could be vice versa. Maybe you see they still.
Or they could be showing a little red flags. And you ain't told them about the red flag. But you trying to see, like, okay, now I got to see if you going to change this shit before we even go to that next level. Because sometimes you see stuff in people and you be like, wait, okay, now I don't like that. So if we was in a relationship, how would that go? So right. I know I ain't going to say yes right quite yet. I'm going to let you. And sometimes. You could love somebody, and then you see potential in them. But if the potential for both of y'all, if it was y'all together, sometimes you have to tell yourself that too. If we're together, will he still have that same, will this person still have that same potential? Because motherfuckers sometimes can change on your ass quick as soon as you get in a relationship with them.
Oh, yeah?
And that's y'all problem too, Buddha. Because don't act like women is the only one who ignore red flags because men ignore them too. Mm-hmm. He said that's y'all problem. Red flags are red flags for a reason. Okay, yeah.
Everybody get red flags. And men ignore them male too. Male or female.
Yeah, okay. He said, yeah, well, okay. I'm just making sure that women ain't the only one that ignore red flags. Me ignore them too, if not more.
And then that's why people, I don't understand. I understand, but then I don't understand. People like us, like, we ain't been in a relationship in so long. Mm-hmm. How you think that's going to make us feel if we finally get in a relationship with somebody, been waiting all this time, and then you try to fuck us over and do some stupid shit? Mm-hmm. Like, I just wasted all this damn time taking my chance on you, and then you guys gonna fuck up and do some stupid shit and show these red flags and keep showing them and keep cheating and keep doing that shit. You know how hurtful that is for somebody.
Paco said that's why you go on, that's why you court and date.
Yeah, that's why. That's my point. You have to take time to know to take time knowing somebody
but
before
even
you.
Then, you just take you your time and it can still happen.
It could still happen, at the same time,
Buddha say that dating multiple people is important. And Paco say
that's true.
This generation is missing that.
That's true.
Buddha say interview they ass. That I do.
And sometimes you don't need to focus on just one person because you focus on that one person sometimes, you be missing out. Or then this person, say for instance, if I date you for a long time and then I find out you wind up being full of shit all this time. So I done took my chance on focusing on you all this time. And to find out you full of shit, I done missed out on Bobby, Tommy, Johnny.
I see them guilty.
Somebody with good potential, somebody that was good potential, I just let pass away. Let Buddha go away.
Buddha make a good point. He said, fuck, I'm going to give you a job without knowing your job history and work ethic. So that's what he's saying. That's the whole part of dating. Like, he basically said, well, I'm going to give you a job and I don't know what you can do. I don't even know if you can do the
job.
That's
true. Yeah. Yeah.
Like he said, the job don't even hire you without doing an interview first.
Paco said 90 days.
That's true. And ask questions. You have to ask. I don't care what. I be asking all kind of fucking, like, just scenario questions. Like, okay, if we was here, or if I was on a cliff, I'd be asking all kind of fucking questions. Because sometimes you got to get in a motherfucker's head sometimes, psychologically. Like, okay, I need to see if this motherfucker beats a woman ass, or what's your mind thinking? Mm-hmm. I don't think sometimes we as women, we don't take time to really get to know a motherfucker in their head. Get in that motherfucker head.
Gotcha.
And then they be asking like, huh? I just wonder. What you say? I say, yeah, I want to know.
So what's a crazy question? What's one of the questions you're talking about you be
I've
asked the guy, have you ever hit on a woman before? I want to know that.
Y'all
have
date men that can't read.
Before?
What? I don't know where that came from.
What else? What else I done asked? I done asked some crazy shit.
We talking crazy now. You was doing good. Don't fuck up.
Hey, he don't know us. How he know when we date?
He talking about women in gym. That's not all women.
What he say?
Baby, that's just the kind you be fucking with. Talking about they be dating women who can't read.
I got a degree over here, sir.
What? Talking about we don't marry dumb ass.
Y'all don't been to college over here.
We don't marry dumb ass males.
Where that come from?
Hey, we all been to college over here, sir. We all have been to college over here.
We don't marry dumb ass males, Buddha.
Where is that coming from?
Like them selling for the white women just because they can do whatever they want to do. You think let's run out of time.
Okay, you're taking our time.
We're going to go to the song and we got two more questions. Let me get back.
I don't think we got time for no song. Just keep on rolling.
What?
Yep.
Damn, Buddha.
And Paco.
Oh, yeah. I gotta take a shower.
This podcast is time. What you mean? Come on.
Okay. If someone is uncertain about being in a serious relationship, what steps should they take with the situation?
Leave them uncertain. If they uncertain, they don't need to be in one.
That's true. I've heard that.
What the hell?
If they uncertain.
I ain't here to help make up
your mind. I'm not here for your uncertainty.
If you can't see or you can't go by off what we already established, if that's not enough for you.
You need clarity. That's why I said clarity in the beginning. If
they probably don't want no relationship.
Yep.
They probably don't want
if
it.
They stringing, it sounds like they stringing you along. Yeah, like, I'm not ready, but I like you, but I want to date you, but I don't. Well, motherfucker, you need to take your uncertain ass on somewhere. Because ain't nobody got time for that. People ain't got time to be wasting no more, y'all. Life too short. We keep stressing that. Life too short. Life too short on your heart, too. Ain't nobody got time to say they in love and you wasting their time. Like, you know how much time that is to, you know how much work that takes to love somebody. People I don't know. I feel like I'm drunk, and I'm not even drunk. To how much time it takes to love somebody, that's take this physical, it's mental. I think it's 90% more mental than physical, because half of the shit be stressing you out half time when you got to deal with a motherfucker.
So you can't make that time back.
Yeah, you can't, and that's what I'm saying. You got to treat love like life. Like, your life is short. So if you gonna take time to love this motherfucker, you better goddamn make sure he the right motherfucking one. Because that wasted time, just like Pop always said that. You can't get that time back. You can't get it back. So if you got better date them, learn them like a motherfucking book. You need to learn the intro, the beginning of the chapter, all the chapters down to the goddamn ending. And down people, to the credit.
And then when people have been with people 10, 15, 20 years,
and Papa, you know, just said he was in a 10-year relationship.
And you know how hard it is to have to start all the way back over and get over there and start all the way back over.
Start all
over. The Buddha talking about free Paco.
He is free. He out of the relationship, he's free.
Buddha said, you spend 10 years with me, bitch, you stuck.
10 years.
Look at
and they not together no more?
Look at Tia. That was 14.
Yeah, 10 years. I said, damn.
Yeah, Papa said that's what hurt the most.
Yeah, that time. That time.
Hey, so is Tom Brady really getting a divorce?
Yes.
He is, for real?
It's a lot of them getting divorced.
Dang, for
so
real?
Let me ask you. I got that makes a good question.
You got ain't got that
no,
much
no, that rides a good question. So, if you done did all those years with somebody, and y'all break up, do you fully consider it a waste of time? I mean, you took time to love that person. Y'all had kids.
But look what happened in the 10 years.
Is it really a wasted time, though?
Why didn't
you had good times together.
Why didn't it make it? Why didn't it survive? What happened?
Some people grow out of each other.
There was lessons. I mean, it's different. Yeah, I agree.
I don't think it's a waste of time if y'all done been together all those years.
And y'all had good
time. But look at Roger and Cheryl. That was a waste of time.
Now, they should have never had got together.
Jensen and
she done called people to everybody on the airway.
Jensen and waste of time.
Well, I think sometimes it is a waste of time. Sometimes I don't think it's not. Because sometimes, like T and them, they said they both agreed to separate. It wasn't like, oh, I hate you.
Why you
pissed me off. They ended on, they just agreed that it was over. So, and then they got kids out the deal, so I don't think.
In that case,
I don't think it was a waste of time. Now, if you have been in a relationship and the motherfucker just did you all wrong and shit, and you never got nothing out of it, and it, yes, that's a waste of time.
Come on, Paco, we ain't got that long. Why you take four? Come on, read the last question while he typing. Why he take four?
Okay, y'all. The last question is: what is the first and the most important relationship you'll ever have throughout life?
Your parents.
I'm gonna see if y'all get it right.
Your parents.
That got to be. It got to be that. You talking about any relationship?
What is the first most important relationship you'll ever have throughout life?
God.
But you was with your parents before your parents taught you about God. So I have to say,
parents.
So I would say the parents. Paco said self.
Ding, ding, ding. Correct.
Who said parents?
Yourself.
And
the relationship.
Said men to the moms. Paco said with yourself.
Yourself.
Oh.
Yes. Because you have to learn. You can't be in love until you learn how to love yourself, truly love yourself, and know what you like what you don't like, and respect yourself. So, yeah, self is the most important.
You said you can't learn shit by yourself, but that's the most important relationship you learn.
The most important
relationship. Else. Follow Buddha. Anyway, thank y'all for Buddha tuning tripping. In. I know you're tripping hard, Buddha. We hit every Saturday. Buddha said your you through the feelings and emotions. Well, you don't have to,
Well, sometimes some people don't have good relationship with their parents. So then you have self.
Okay.
Y'all, before y'all get in any relationships, learn how to love. Love yourself.
Yeah.
Learn all the red flags. Date. Really learn that person. Ask the person motherfucking questions.
Y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to Two Freaks in a Version. We here every Saturday, 8:30. We are on Amazon Music, Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Outbreaker. Just wherever you can listen to a podcast, just type in Two Freaks in a Version. And if we don't pop up, you go to another platform of a podcast and see if we on that one. We're on Facebook and Instagram, Exotic Sensations, X-O-T-I-C, Sensations, S-I-N-S-A-T-I-O-N-S. So until next Saturday, we out.
Bye.
Later.
With you, baby, I can't lie. If loving you is wrong, I don't wanna be right. But if you ain't know what I'm on, girl, you know I'll take flight. You know that.
Style.
extraordinary. Try to look us up, you can't find us in a dictionary. So let us break it down and tell you who we are. Exotic sensations, jumping in your car, passing up your seatbelts. This is who we are.
Now who we be?
Now who we be?
Exotic sensations.
Yep, two freaks and
birds.
Now who we be?
Now who we
be?
Two freaks and a virgin, this side. Two freaks and a virgin, this side. Two freaks.